Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Ransom, in English. The rest of the world says Our Lady of Mercy, and in Spain, Nuestra Señora de Mercedes. So anyone that you know who's called Mercedes or Mercy is their feast today. But this devotion, which is universal, goes back to the beginning of the 13th century, when the Blessed Mother appeared to the King of Barcelona, King Jaime I, and at the same time to St. Peter Nolasco, a hermit, and to the Dominican priest, St. Raymond Peñafort. And she wanted for a holy order to be founded that would ransom, hence her name in English, the slaves that had been taken captive by the Muslims, the pirates, that would take young people especially to northern Africa and sell them mostly into houses of prostitution. And so the order was founded about 1218, and very, very soon the Holy Father gave permission. I think it was Pope Eugene IX. And they had the three vows of chastity, obedience, and poverty. To that was added the vow of that they, if any time it was needed, they would ransom the prisoners with their own life, with their own person. And then not long after that, someone about whom you've heard before, whose feast we just celebrated less than a month ago, St. Raymond Nonatus, joined them, and he was to be the first martyr, as it were, and the first cardinal of the Mercedarian order, which still exists today. And of course, as we know, it's probably very, very good that, you know, that it should be reinstituted and reintegrated more than ever today, when there are so many people that are taken captives, all the trafficking, especially in children. There's also another saint whose feast is today, who's one of my favorites. In fact, I have a cross that has several relics, and one of them is his, that's on my chest. The first Passionist bishop to be canonized, St. Vincent Strambi, born in Italy in the middle of the 18th century. He was made a bishop, and there's many things I could say, but I don't know them all, I don't remember them all. And the thing that I read about today that was very interesting was when Pope Leo XII was dying in the early 1820s, St. Vincent, who was in Rome, was already a bishop, and very, very well known, went to give him the last rites. And when he gave Pope Leo the last rites, Pope Leo got well immediately, and St. Vincent got ill, deathly ill, immediately. Pope Leo lived, and St. Vincent died. And so that was his last action of mercy. And so we pray today also for a great bishop and missionary of the cross and of Our Lady of Sorrows, St. Vincent Strambi. And we pray also for all the vocations of our parish and all the needs of our parish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.